Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is Your Youth, O Young Man. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah who created mankind in stages and made youth a source of strength and pride for nations. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and the seal of his prophets. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow his guidance. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah and myself, to have a taqwa of Allah. As Allah the Most High says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, fear Allah and let every soul look to what it has sent forth for tomorrow. O believers, today's Friday khutbah is addressed to the youth. They are the present that we witness and the future we hope for. Upon their shoulders rest the aspirations of the nation. Through them, the edifices of glory are built, and by them the heights of honor and dignity are reached. So, O young man, you whom Allah has blessed with the strength of will, firmness of determination, sharpness of intellect, clarity of thought, and the vitality of the body, strengthen your faith in your Lord. Indeed, Allah praised young men in your stage of life, saying, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. They were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. Yes, they believed in Allah, their Lord, and He, the Most High, increased them in guidance. Guidance that strengthened their thoughts, brought tranquility to their souls, and peace to their hearts. Turn with devotion to worshipping your Lord, for your prayer and acts of obedience will regulate your affairs and bring happiness to your life. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does righteous, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. O servants of Allah, the conscious, responsible youth realizes that his youth is a blessing that must be seized and amana, trust for which he will be questioned by Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five, and among them شبابك قبل هرمك, your youth before your old age. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة من عند ربه حتى يسأل عن خمس. The feet of the son of Adam will not move on the day of judgment from before his Lord until he is asked about five things, and among them, وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه, about his youth, how he spent it. So, O youth, invest your youth wisely and make good use of your time. Would any of you be pleased to waste his youth on social media or to let his days slip away in idle entertainment, or to let his feet stumble into destruction? Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, إِنِّي لَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَرَى الرَّجُلَ فَارِغًا لَا فِي عَمَلِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي عَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ. I dislike seeing a man idle, doing nothing for his word nor for the hereafter. O young man, assess your abilities, examine your skills, discover your passion, and define your path and goals clearly, so that your efforts may be fruitful and your success distinguished. Enter the workforce with strength and determination. Cast away laziness and dependency. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged Abdullah ibn Ja'far to engage in trade, and when he passed by him selling something, he said, Allahumma barik lahu fi bay'ih. O Allah, bless his trade. So roll up your sleeves in serious effort. Benefit from the experience of your fathers and the wisdom of your forefathers. Invest in your youth and beware of wasting it in heedlessness and recklessness. Think about those who wasted their youth, did regret restore what was lost, did their youth return after it had passed. O believers, the stage of youth is a prime opportunity to pursue knowledge and learning and to engage in beneficial reading. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, President of the UAE, may Allah preserve him, said, the true wealth and real gain for the nation lie in the youth who are equipped with knowledge and understanding. So, O youth of the nation, seek knowledge that grants you maturity, sharp insight, awareness, and wisdom, and strive to maintain chastity, O youth. For as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, من يستعفف يعفه الله. Whoever seeks to remain chaste, Allah will help him to be chaste. O young people, hasten to marriage, for it is among the greatest means to attain chastity. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'shar al-shabab, من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج. O young men, whoever among you is able to marry, let him do so, for it helps lower the gaze and guard one's chastity. And beware of sins committed in private, for they provoke the anger of the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Such sins block divine success, strip away divine support, and weaken your health. And your health, O young man, is your greatest capital in life and your provision for old age. How beautiful are the words of one of the righteous who had lived beyond 100 years and was still in good health. He said, these limbs, we guarded them in our youth, so Allah preserved them for us in our old age. هذه جوارح حفظناها في الصغر فحفظها الله علينا في الكبر. And I advise you, O young man, to prepare yourself to shoulder your responsibilities in building your life, establishing your family, and contributing to shaping your nation's future. Adorn yourself with good manners, speak truthfully, and in every situation, control your emotions. Think carefully about the consequences of your actions. Guard your tongue and limbs. Avoid temptations, doubts, and the path of addiction and desires. These are the qualities of wise and noble individuals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen on what benefits you. Seek help from Allah and don't give up. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and mercy upon our Prophet Muhammad. O Allah, send abundant peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions and all those who follow them in righteousness. O Allah, make us firm in faith in you, devoted in worship to you, invested in the best use of our youth, and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were small. O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, have mercy on all Muslim men and women, those who are alive and those who have passed away. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the most great and majestic. He will remember you. Be grateful to him for his blessings and he will increase you in favor. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving, most merciful. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.